好，接下来把时间交给 David 李长老。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Today's message title is The Three Tenses of Salvation.
今天讲到的主题是得救的三个时态。
This is the fourth message I deliver on the salvation of God.
这是第四个信息的主题，关于救恩的信息。
Mr. Henry Moore was a godly scholar teacher in Great Britain around the turn of the 20th century.
在20世纪初，亨德利·穆勒主教是英国一位虔诚的学者传教士。
One day, as he was walking along the street, he was approached by Salvation Army workers there conducting street evangelism.
一天，他正走在街上，救世军在那里进行街头布道，有工作人员走近他。
Without being recognized, a young woman from the group spoke to him, saying, "Sir, are you safe?"
没有人认出他，一个年轻女士问他：“先生，你得救了吗？”
Bishop Moore smiled at her and said these words.
Jesus of mine, thoughts of mine, all thoughts of mine.
And these are three Greek words.
穆勒主教微笑着对他说了三个希腊词语。
She was absolutely puzzled by those three Greek words and had no idea what they mean. So Bishop Moore continued in English. Do you mean, have I been saved? Am I being saved? Or shall I be saved?
他被这三个希腊词语弄糊涂了，因为他不明白是什么意思。主教接着用英文说，你是问我已经得救了吗？我正在被拯救？还是我将会被拯救呢？
I believe not only that she didn't know those Greek words, but she had no idea of this salvation of God in three tenses.
我相信她不仅不明白这三个希腊词语的意思，也不明白这个得救的三个时态。
I think most Christians also do not understand this either.
我相信大多数的基督徒也不明白。
True salvation is in all three of these tenses. In the past, the believer had been saved from the penalty of sin. In the present, he is being saved from the power of sin. And in the future, he will be saved from the very presence of sin.
真实的救赎存在于以上的全部三个时态之中，在过去，归信者已经从罪的惩罚中被拯救出来了，现在他正在被从罪的权势之中拯救出来，将来他将被从罪的存在中拯救出来。
There's a lot of misconception about salvation even in the church.
其实在教会中对于得救也有一些误解。
What is salvation?
得救是什么？
Most people think it is going to heaven after death.
很多人认为得救就是死后上天堂。
When will we be saved?
什么时候得救呢？
It is a spiritual event, not in this life.
得救是未来的事，与今生无关。
How are we going to be saved?
怎样得救？
Raise your hand and be baptized.
只要举手和受浸就可以得救。
Who will be saved?
谁会得救？
Everyone in the church is saved.
教会里的人都是得救的。
Now this is not what I say. I quote this from Reverend Warren Wang of Los Angeles in California.
这不是我的见解，这是从加州洛杉矶教会的王文堂牧师那儿引用来的。
Salvation is deliverance from danger of, or suffering. Sometimes the Bible used the word to refer to temporal physical deliverance, such as Paul's deliverance from prison.
拯救是从危险或痛苦中解脱出来，有时圣经使用这个词来指代暂时的身体上的解脱，例如保罗从监狱中解脱出来。
More often, the word salvation concerns an eternal spiritual deliverance. Jesus equated being saved with entering the kingdom of God.
更多的时候，拯救这个词与永恒的属灵的拯救有关。耶稣将得救等同于进入神的国度。
What are we saved from? In the Christian doctrine of salvation, we are saved from God's wrath, that is, from God's judgment of sin. Our sins have separated us from God, and the consequence of sin is death.
我们从什么中得救？在基督教的救恩教义中，我们从上帝的愤怒及上帝对罪的审判中得救。我们的罪使我们与上帝隔绝，罪的后果就是死亡。
Biblical salvation refers to our deliverance from the consequence of sin, and therefore involves the removal of sin.
圣经救恩是指我们从罪的后果中解脱出来，因此包括除去罪。
Our Lord was given the earthly name Jesus, which means He will save His people from their sins.
我们主的名字耶稣的意思就是他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
Unfortunately, many believers are only looking for a savior to deliver them from the punishment of sin in hell, but not from their carnal sins.And worldliness.
不幸的是，许多信徒只是在寻找救世主，来将他们从地狱罪恶的惩罚中拯救出来，而不是从他们肉体的罪恶和世俗中拯救出来。
What is salvation?
什么是得救？
In the past tense, salvation is a possession.
在过去式中，得救是一个拥有。
What are these possessions? Well, we receive forgiveness of sin, we receive imputed righteousness, reconciliation with God, eternal life, the Holy Spirit, and become heir of God.
我们拥有什么呢？我们得到了罪得赦免，得称为义，与神和好，得着永生，得着圣灵，成为后嗣。
In the present tense, salvation is a process that makes us holy.
在现在世中，得救是一个使人逐渐成圣的过程。
We are gradually set free from the power of sin through our obedience and aided by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的帮助和我们的顺服，逐渐脱离罪的权势。
God causes everything to work together to mold those whom He called to conform to the image of Christ.
神使万事互相效力，叫属神的人渐渐被磨成主的样式。
In the future tense, salvation is a prospect.
在未来世中，得救是一个展望。
We will be saved from the presence of sin.Liberated from the bondage of decay, and we will receive imperishable and immortal bodies, and receive glory and freedom as the children of God.
我们可以脱离罪的存在，脱离败坏和它的辖制，得着不能朽坏和不死的身体，得着荣耀，并得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Back in June,When we talk about regeneration, I show this chart of the order of salvation.
在六月份我们讲到重生的时候，我们看到了这个关于救恩次序的这个图表。
And I showed it that we can divide this salvation process into eight steps.
我们可以把得救的这个过程分为八个步骤。
Salvation extends from way back before there was time, before the universe was created, and into eternity.
救恩的过程呢，可以追溯到在创世之前，一直到永恒这一段时间。
And in during our physical lifetime, it starts from the third step, which is being called by God.
在我们的
Go ahead.
在我们的有生之年，这个得救的过程步骤包括从第三步到第
Step seven, which is sanctification.
到第七步成圣。
But Christians receive eternal life, which extends all the way into eternity. So it goes past time into the future eternity.
那基督徒的救恩呢，一直延续到永恒的这个状态啊，已经过了我们啊在世的生命。
For those of us who are already saved, who are already justified, we have the past, and we are now walking at the present time, and we will go into the future, which is glorification.
对于我们这些已经得救重生的基督徒呢，我们拥有了这个过去时态，那我们现在的处在这个现在的这个状态，而且将来我们将进入到永恒的状态。
Now we will hear the late David Paulson, which is a faithful servant of God, explain to us this process of salvation.
我们来听听 David Paulson 他对于得救的过程的一个解释。
This is an hour-long video, but we'll only watch the first 3.5 minutes.
这个讲座有一个小时的长度，但是我们只听前三到四分钟。
Concentrating just on the process of salvation.
聚焦在这个得救的过程。
This video is available, both as an English version and Chinese version.
这个视频有两个版本，中文和英文的。
Since we are bilingual congregation, so I have to do somemanipulation and combine both of these videos so that both the English and Chinese congregation can understand it.
因为我们会众是双语的，所以我对这个事情做了一些调整，所以让中文和英文都可以。
You will see the Chinese video with the Chinese subtitle.But you hear the English song.
你将看到中文字幕，但是语音是英文的。
The first thing you need to know is that salvation is a process. It is a journey.It takes time. It takes a lifetime. It is not done in a moment. Or to put it as simply as I can, salvation is not a vertical line that you can cross with one step from being unsaved to saved. That's a very popular idea.But the New Testament is not based on that vertical line which you can cross in one step. It is based on a horizontal line of many steps. And this makes a huge difference to your thinking. You are not saved the day you converted. You begin to be saved on that day. You start walking on the journey. And the person who has made this most clear is John Bunyan, who in prison had a dream, and the dream became a book called The Pilgrim's Progress, which I hope some of you have read. And in that journey, Pilgrim walks for a long way, has many different adventures on the way, but from beginning the way of salvation to arriving in heaven is a long journey. Many, many steps. And that's why the New Testament calls Christianity the way, which means the road, the journey. And it's the way of salvation that we need to have firmly in our minds. And there are three phases on that journey. There is the beginning, which we call justification, when we are free from the penalty of past sins. Then there is sanctification, which is most of the journey, as we are set free from the power of sin. And the goal of the journey is glorification, when we are set free from the presence of sin. And only then are you saved, fully saved. And the New Testament uses the verb save in those three tenses, past, present, future. You have been saved, you are being saved, and you will be saved. And the majority of New Testament references to salvation are to the future, which none of us have yet reached. I'm not saved yet, but I'm on the way. On the way of salvation, taking many steps towards the goal of the salvation that is to be revealed at the last day.
What is justification?
什么是称义呢?
Justification is an act of God whereby He, the righteous judge of all men, declares a sinner to be righteous, which means not guilty, because that sinner's faith in Christ.
称义是上帝的作为，作为全人类的公义审判者，因着一个人的信仰，信仰基督，他就因此宣布一个罪人为义。
There are four main points in the doctrine of justification.
称义有四个重要点。
Justification comes apart from the law. That is, we cannot earn justification through rule-keeping or our own good works.
称义与律法无关，也就是说，我们不能通过遵守规则或我们自己的善行来赢得称义。
Justification is made possible in the sacrificial death of Christ. It is based on the shed blood of Christ.
称义之所以成为可能，是因着基督的牺牲，它基于基督的流血。
Justification is the free and gracious gift of God bestowed on all those who receive by faith the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
称义是上帝赐给那些凭信心接受耶稣基督牺牲的人一个免费和恩典的礼物。Justification
demonstrates the righteousness of God.
称义表明神的公义。The
question arises, is justification just? If God is holy, how can He forgive a guilty sinner and declare him not guilty?
问题出现了，称义是公义的吗？如果上帝是圣洁的，他怎么能宽恕一个有罪的人，并宣布他无罪？
The answer is that justification does not pardon, ignore, or endorse our sin. Rather, our sin is fully punished.
答案是称义不会赦免、忽视或认可我们的罪。相反，我们的罪得到了充分的惩罚。
Christ has taken the penalty of sin for us. He was our substitute.
基督已经为我们承担了罪的刑罚，他是我们的替罪。
Because the wrath of God is satisfied in Christ when he was crucified on the cross, we are free from condemnation.
因为当基督被钉在十字架上时，上帝的愤怒在基督里得到了满足，我们免于定罪。
And God remains both fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight.When they believe in Jesus.
上帝仍然公平公正，当一个罪人信耶稣的时候，上帝就看他为义。
A key passage describing justification in the Bible is Romans 3:21-26.
描述称义的关键的这个 经节是在罗马书3:21-26。
It says, but now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifest. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
但现在神的义已经在律法制度以外显明出来了，就是神的义毫无区别地赐给所以信耶稣基督的人。
For all have sinned.And fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came from Christ Jesus.
因为人人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，可以靠着耶稣基督的救赎，无条件的被称为义人。
God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement.Through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith.
神设立耶稣做赎罪祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, so as to be just, and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
好在现今显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，又称信耶稣的人为义。
Romans 5:18-19 sums up the basis and results of justification.
在罗马书5:18-19总结了称义的这个基础和结果。
I'm using the English Amplified Bible for these two verses.
我将使用英文扩展版圣经。
It says, So then, as through one trespass, that is Adam's sin,There resulted condemnation for all men. Even so, through one act, that is Christ's righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men.
如此说来，因亚当一次的犯罪，人类便都被定罪。照样，因基督一次的义行，人类就被称为义，得着生命。
For justifThrough one man's disobedience, that is, Adam's failure to obey God, the many were sinners. So, through the obedience of one man, that is Jesus, the many will be made righteous and acceptable to God and brought into right standing with Him.
这样，因一个人，就是亚当的悖逆，多人成为罪人，也因为一个人，就是基督的服从，多人都成为义人了。
What is sanctification?
什么是成圣？
The word sanctify or sanctification is derived from a Greek word which means set apart or different or holy.
成圣一词源自希腊语，意思是分别、不同或圣洁的意思。
To sanctify something is to set it apart for special use. To sanctify a person is to make him holy.
使某物成圣就是将它分别出来以做特殊用途。使人成圣就是使它成为圣洁。
Sanctification is God's process of separating us from sin and setting us apart for holiness.
成圣是神将我们从罪恶中分别出来并使我们成为圣洁的过程。
When a believer is justified by his faith in Christ, God sets him apart from the world unto himself and grant him positional sanctification.
当一个信徒因着信仰基督而被称义的时候，神就把他从世界中分别出来，归于神自己，并赐给他在地位上的成圣。
But a believer...Positionally holy still faces temptation and the power of sin and is capable of sinning. That's why he will undergo progressive or experiential sanctification.
但是一个地位圣洁的信徒仍然面临诱惑和罪的权势，并且有能力犯罪，所以他会经历渐进式或体验式的成圣生活，也就是在生活中逐渐成圣的过程。
Progressive sanctification is a lifelong experience. It is the same as growing in the Lord, as 2 Peter tells us, or spiritual maturity.
渐进式成圣是一个终其一生的体验，它和在基督里成长或属灵成熟的过程是一样的。
Progressive sanctification is to be pursued by the believers earnestly and is effected by the application of the word of God.
渐进式成圣是信徒应当认真追求的，是通过应用神的话语来实现的。
Soteriology is the study of the doctrine of salvation.It is a difficult subject, particularly on the subject of sanctification. Yet it is essential for Christians to understand it because it is God's great plan of salvation for man.
救恩论是对救恩教义的研究，这是一个困难的主题，特别是在成圣这个问题上。但对基督徒来说，理解它是必不可少的，因为这是上帝对我们的救赎计划。
Thank God for raising up big Bible teachers who can explain deep, difficult biblical truth to us.
感谢上帝兴起了伟大的基督教领袖，他们可以向我们解释深奥难懂的圣经真理。
We're going to watch 4 short videos from some of these great Bible teachers.
我们将观看来自这些伟大圣经教师的四个短视频。
In the first video, Pastor John McArthur tells us the Bible's definition of sanctification.
在第一个视频中，麦克阿瑟牧师将告诉我们圣经对成圣所下的定义。
In the second video, Reverend Stephen Tong tells us the three stages God sanctifies his people.
在第二个视频中，唐从容牧师将告诉我们使人成圣的三个步骤。
In the first video, Pastor John Piper tells us how justification and sanctification relate to each other.
在第三个视频中，约翰·派伯牧师将告诉我们称义和成圣如何相互关联。
And then we go back to Pastor John McArthur for the fourth video, who will tell us the biggest threat to sanctification.
最后在第四个视频中，我们回到麦克阿瑟牧师，他将要告诉我们成圣要面对的最大威胁。
Sanctification seems like an old word, even an out-of-date word. It's rare that you would even hear a young pastor use the word sanctification. It basically comes from the idea of being separated, set apart. But it goes back to being set apart from sin. So that sanctification is the progressive disconnect in the life of a believer from sin toward righteousness. So when you become a believer, you have been justified, you have been declared righteous, and then the Spirit of God begins a process of not only declaring you righteous, but making you righteous. And progressively, the Spirit of God works in the believer's life to continually separate that believer from sin. And of course, to make this really operate in a church, it needs to be operating in the leadership. And the goal is to be like Christ, to conform to Christ. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, there's a wonderful statement where it says, as we gaze at the glory of the Lord, and looking at His glory revealed in Scripture, we are changed into His image from one level of glory to the next. We go from glory to glory to glory toward Christ's likeness. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. That's sanctification. We're never perfect, but we're progressively becoming more like Christ. One day in glory, we'll be like Him.
今天我们讲感情的升华，是单单讲一个整个的主题。那么感情是升华的主题，讲完了，才一步一步来看怎样经历感情升华的次序的问题。所以我们已经讲了，这是一个次序，a process， 这是个program， 所以呢，我们就把上帝叫人成为圣徒，从这个人圣徒怎样到达真正的成圣。 之间的三个步骤先提出来，第一个步骤就是地位上成为圣徒，第二个步骤就是圣灵继续不断感动、感化、开导、光照、引导，这被使我们呢进到成圣的地步，这个叫做呢进展式的圣洁程序，第三就是圣洁的成全。 我现在用英文讲 positional sanctification， 第二 progressive sanctification， 第三 the perfection of the sanctification。 我再讲一次，第一是 positional sanctification， 地位上的圣洁，第二就是程序上渐进的圣洁，第三就是被成全的圣洁。 所以第一是 positional sanctification， 第二是 progressive sanctification， 第三是 perfected sanctification。 所以上帝圣化我们的时候，先把地位给我们，以后呢，从你领受圣徒地位以后，就继续不断用他的光照、他的感动跟他圣灵的工作动善功。 这道成全三宫的中间呢，是继续不断引导我们进到更圣洁、更圣洁的进步。那这是最漫长的一条的道路。到最后，当我们离开世界的时候，当我们见主面的时候，当我们每带到永恒的中间的时候，就有一个完成的、成全的、圣洁的、完全的这一个成全。 那这个完全的圣洁的成全，也就是被成全的圣徒的意思。所以被成全之义人的意思。在希伯来书第12章里面曾经提到这句话，就是被成全之义人的灵魂，是在主那里有天使，有立约的基督所留的血，拥有的印记，这些被成全之义人的灵魂。 那时候用的不是一个主动的名词，动词，那用个被动的名词 ，the perfected， the sanctified， perfected， 已经被成全的成全，被成全的义人。感谢。Justification
is the act of God by which He declares us to be just or righteous or perfect because by faith alone we have been united to Jesus Christ, who is perfect, who is just, who is righteous. So justification is a legal standing before God owing to a spiritual union with Jesus, which is owing to faith alone. You don't work yourself into or perform your way into this standing with God. He declares you to be perfect because of your union with Christ, and that happens by faith alone. Sanctification is the act of God by which He, through His Spirit and His Word, is conforming you little by little, or in big steps, into the image of His Son. So we are really becoming, in our behavior, righteous, really overcoming imperfections in our sanctification. Now, here's the key question. How do these two relate to each other? And the key verse, I love this verse, Hebrews 10, verse 14. By a single offering, Christ has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Let's think of what that says. Who has been perfected for all time? Has been, it's done, has been perfected for all time? Those who are being perfected, being sanctified, being made holy. He has made you perfectly holy. Who are you? The ones who are becoming holy. Which means that the evidence that you stand holy or perfect or just before God is that you are, by faith, becoming holy. It sounds kind of paradoxical, I know, but it's the key to the Christian life. Or another way to say it would be this. The power by which you daily strive to overcome the imperfections in your life is the confidence that you're already perfect. If you get these switched around, if you think, okay, God demands perfection. I've got to become, in my behavior, perfect, and then God will look at me and say, he's doing pretty good, we'll let him be perfect, or count him to be perfect. It's just the opposite. Because of Christ, we believe in him and what he did on the cross and his perfect life, we believe in him, and by that faith, God unites us to Christ. His perfection is counted as ours. So we have now been perfected in Christ. And the evidence that we stand perfected in Christ is that we hate our sin. And we daily, by faith in his promises, strive to overcome the imperfections that exist. So my exhortation would simply be, please, don't get these backwards. The whole world gets it all backwards. Other religions get it all backwards, where our works and our efforts to overcome our imperfections might make us pleasing to God. You never can get there that way. God reckons us as acceptable, makes us his children, counts us as righteous, and because of that righteousness, we then spend a lifetime becoming what we already are.
The work of salvation. Well, there's a lot of work. There are works that God does alone. The work that the Father does alone is foreknowledge, predestination, election, reconciliation, and adoption.
很多工作是神独自完成的。那作为圣父，他所做的工作就是预知、预定、拣选、和好、收纳为子。
And the work that the Son does is atonement, propitiation, redemption, justification, and glorification.
那圣子所要做的工作就是救赎、挽回、买俗、称义、得荣耀。
And the work done by the Holy Spirit is calling us, regenerating us, guide us, enabling us, and assure us.
那圣灵的工作就是召唤我们，使我们得重生，引导我们，使我们有能力，而且确保我们得救。
And then there is four areas that the work of salvation God does through us.
神也透过我们在四个方面做工。
The first is repentance.
首先是悔改。
God gives us chance to repent, and we respond by turning back to Him.
神赐给我们机会悔改，我们的回应就是回转归向他。
Saving faith is a gift of God also, and we respond by trusting Jesus as our Savior.
神也赐给我们信心，那我们的回应就是相信耶稣为我们的救主。
Saving faith is just like a check God writes and gives to us, but you have to cash that check in order to get the value of it.
哎。信心就相当于神赐给我们一张支票，那我们呢必须去兑现才能得到这个信心。
If you do not cash the check, that is, if you do, we do not exercise our saving faith, we're not going to get it.
如果我们不去兑现这个支票的话，我们就得不到这个信心。
Sanctification, the Holy Spirit guides us, and we respond byobedience and follow him.
成圣，圣灵带领我们，我们的回应呢是顺服他并跟随他。
And then there's perseverance. The Holy Spirit protects us as we persevere to keep our faith.
第四点就是坚忍，圣灵保护我们，坚定的让我们可以坚定的持守我们的信心。
I want you to pay attention.That even though most of the work is done by God, but there are four areas that we cooperate with God to accomplish it.
我想提醒大家的是，尽管救恩的工作大部分都是神来亲自做的，但是呢，我们还是有四个方面可以与神合作。
Well, we have two problems. Okay, the first chapter of the book of Romans.Can be divided into two sections if a distinct difference.
但是我们有两个问题，罗马书的头八章可以划分为两部分，这两部分有非常显著的一个分别。
In the first section, which is Romans, chapter 1 to chapter 5, verse 11, we find the plural word sins given prominence.
在头一部分也就是在罗马书一章一节到五章十一节中这个复数的罪字特别的显著。
In the second session, which is from Romans 5, verse 12 to chapter 8, 39, however, the word sins hardly occurs, but the singular word sin is used repeatedly in fact.And it is the main subject there. Why is that?
在第二部分中，也就是罗马书五章十二节到八章三十九节，这个复数的罪字呢，一次也没有出现，而单数的罪字却再三的被使用，并且成为所对付的主题。为什么会这样呢？
The reason is because in the first section, it is a matter of the sins we have committed before God.Which are many.
原因是在第一部分中主要的问题乃是我们在神面前所犯的诸般罪行，也就是复数的罪字，不但众多而且可以列举。
Whereas in the second section, it is a matter of sin as a principle working inside us. No matter how many sins we commit, it is always that sinning nature, the flesh,The law of sin that leads to sins.
而在后一部分中所论到的乃是罪性，也就是单数的这个罪字。这罪性如同一个本质运行在我们里面。无论我们犯了多少罪，都是由于这一罪性的本质促使我们去犯那些罪行。 在我们里面有一种犯罪的倾向，有一种力量引我们去犯罪。
So for the sins we committed, we need God's forgiveness. But for our inward sinning nature, the flesh, we need deliverance from the power of sin.
我们因着各种罪行需要赦免，同时我们也需要从罪性的权势下被拯救出来。
Here in this video, Pastor John of Ava tells the biggest threat to sanctification is our flesh.
在这个视频中，我们将听到麦克阿瑟所讲的成圣所要面对的最大威胁是什么。
What is the greater threat to our sanctification? Would it be the flesh or Satan?Well, there's no qualitative difference at all. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. Your flesh is simply the beachhead on which temptation lands. Okay? Temptation comes from the world system, right? Surrounding you, and you have susceptibility to that. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, all that is in the world, 1 John 2. So part of your residual fallenness, your residual humanity thathas not yet been redeemed, the incarceration of the flesh, is that it is driven by lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The world is designed to drive its temptations at those three categories. Satan is behind that system. So it is Satan developing a world system that drives its temptations right at those categories.Elements of your flesh. It's a package deal. You don't sin because the devil personally comes to you and makes you sin. You may live your entire life and Satan may never show up anywhere near you. He's not omnipresent. He's quick, fast, but not omnipresent. Not everywhere at the same time. But Satan doesn't have to be there. Your flesh has these three categorical bridgeheads by which the system, which is under Satan, can drive itself at you. Okay? So what, you don't need to fear Satan. You don't really need to fear the world. You need to flee Satan and flee the world. Okay? Okay.
Our perfect God has a perfect salvation plan.To deal with our sin problem, which I also do.
对于罪这个问题，我们完美的神有一个完美的救赎计划。
For the sins we committed, God's remedy is the blood of Christ.
对于我们所犯的罪行，神用基督的宝血来补救。
On the cross, Jesus shed his blood and died to pay for the penalty of our sin.So that we can be justified.
在十字架上，耶稣流宝血而死，付上了我们罪的代价，所以我们可以被称为义。
For our sinful nature, God's remedy is the cross of Christ.
对于我们犯罪的本性，神用基督的十字架来挽救。
On the cross, our old man or our sinful nature was crucified with Christ.So that we can be delivered from his power, that is, sanctified.
在十字架上，我们的老我，也就是我们罪的本性，和耶稣一同被钉死，所以我们可以从罪的权势下被拯救出来，这就是成圣。
Sanctification begins with identification of our death with Christ on the cross.And that is a very significant statement.
成圣始于认同旧人已与基督同死在十字架上，这是一个非常重要的一个声明。
Watchman Nee is another great church leader and Bible teacher God raised to build up the Chinese church.
尼拓圣弟兄就是上帝兴起以建造中国教会的又一位教会领袖和圣经教导者。
One of the great books Watchman Nee wrote was the normal Christian life.
他的重要著作之一就是正常的基督徒生活。
This book deals with justification and sanctification, particularly sanctification, in depth and great details.
本书深入细致地论述了称义和成圣，特别是成圣。
The book offers many valuable insights from the first chapters of the book of Romans.
这本书从罗马书的前八章中提出了许多宝贵的见解。
This book arose from a series of lectures Watchman Nee gave during his 1938-39 tour in Europe. The original was in English and has been translated into more than 2,000 languages.
这些书来自尼措生在1938-1939年欧洲布道期间的一系列讲座，原文为英文，现在已经被翻译成20多种语言。
This book is the only book written by a Chinese author that got acceptance into the Christian Classic Apparel Library.
这是唯一一本被收入基督教经典优美著作图书馆的中文书籍。
This is the book in English and Chinese.
这是这本书的中文和英文版本。
And the good thing is,You can download both the English and Chinese book free from the internet using this link.
你可以从下面的这些链接从网上下载中文和英文的这本书籍。
When you click on the my sermon file, PDF file, you click on this title of the book and you can download the book.
你可以从我讲义中的链接点击就可以进入到这个文字。
In this book, Watchman Nee presented five critical steps in Romans 6-8 essential for sanctification.
在本书中，尼托生弟兄提出了在罗马书6-8章对关于成圣的五个关键步骤。
In chapter 3,He tells us that the first important step is knowing.
在第三章长进的途径最重要的对神的认识就是知道。
Knowing what? Knowing that our flesh has been crucified on the cross with Jesus.
知道什么呢？就是知道我们的旧我，我们的老我已经和耶稣一起钉死在十字架上。
But Knowing is one thing, you have to reckon it. And that is the subject of chapter 4.
光知道还不够，我们还需要计算，这就是第四章的主题。
Reckoning, you can say it is realizing it. Realize the biblical truth in our life.
这个计算呢，就是让我们意识到这个真实的去体会这个老我已经被钉死。
And then, after the first two steps, we have to present ourselves to God as an instrument for righteousness.
在前两步之后呢，我们接下来要做的是将自己献给神成为称义和成圣的一个器皿。
And then,We have to follow the Holy Spirit and walk with Him.
接下来我们就要随从圣灵的带领与神同行。
And bear the cross.
然后就是背负十字架。
These five critical steps to sanctification are not obvious to many readers of the Bible.
这五个关键步骤对于很多圣经读者来说不是那么显而易见的。
This book doesn't just give you the doctrine. It gives you practical instruction how to make progress in your spiritual life.
这本书不仅给你讲明教义，它也将实际指导你如何在属灵生命中取得进步。
The impact of this book is tremendous. It changed the lives of many arduous readers of this book.
这本书的影响是巨大的，它改变了许多勤奋者的勤奋读者的生活。
Well, besides this chapter that I just told you about, there are every chapter is great, I think.
除了我刚才介绍的几章之外，这本书的每一章都很重要。
I've read this book twice.
我读过两次这本书。
And some chapters I read it over and over again.
对于有一些章节，我是读了一遍又一遍。
For example, the first two chapters talk about the blood of Christ.And the cross of Christ.
比如说这本书的前两章关于基督的宝血和基督的十字架。
Chapter 9 is another good chapter, I like. It talks about the meaning and the value of Romans chapter 7.
还有第九章我也是非常喜欢的一章，它是关于罗马书第七章的意义与价值的解释。
It talks about the struggle in a Christian's life.
他讨论讲到了基督徒的挣扎生活。
This book is very important for your sanctification. If you care about it, you must read it carefully.
这本书对于你的成圣是非常重要的。如果你在乎的话，请你阅读这本书。
The book is free for your download.
这本书可以免费的下载。
Don't waste this opportunity.
不要浪费这个机会。
What is glorification?
什么是得荣耀？
Glorification is God's final stage of salvation, the climax.
得荣耀是神拯救的最后阶段，也是救恩的最高潮。
We will sin no more.
我们将不再犯罪。
Instead of being mortals, burdened with sin nature, we will be changed into holy immortals and no longer see sin.
我们不再是背负罪性的凡人，而是变成圣洁的不朽者，不再看到罪恶。
We will get a new immortal body at the last trumpet when Jesus comes back. The saints will undergo a fundamental instant.Physical transformation.
我们将得到一个新的不朽的身体，在最后号角吹响的时候，主耶稣来了，圣徒将经历一个根本的、及时的身体转变。
We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Then the perishable will put on the imperishable, and this.Mortal body must be put on immortality.
就在一刹时，眨眼之间，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
We will be like Jesus and have glory.
我们将和耶稣一样充满荣光。
Upon Christ's return, the glory of God, His honor, praise, majesty, and holiness.Will be realized in us.
当主基督再来的时候，神的荣耀、他的荣光、赞美、威严和圣洁将实现在我们身上。
God tells us this in Romans chapter 8 and 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
神在圣经中的罗马书八章十二节，哥林多后书四章十七节告诉我们。
We will have direct.And uninhabited access to God's presence and enjoy holy communion with Him in eternity.
我们将可以直接和不受阻碍地进入神的同在，并在永恒中享受与他圣洁的交通。
Let me summarize today's message in this comparison table.
让我们用这个图表来总结一下今天的讲道主题。
Justification is in the past, sanctification is in the present, and glorification is in the future.
称义是我们救恩的过去时，成圣是我们的现在时，那得荣耀就是我们救恩的将来时。
In justification, we are saved from the penalty of sin. In sanctification, we are saved from the power of sin, and in glorification, we will be saved from the presence of sin.
在称义的阶段，我们脱离了罪的刑罚；在成圣的阶段，我们脱离了罪的权势；在得荣耀的阶段，我们脱离了罪的存在。
In justification, justification is the salvation of our spirit, and sanctification is salvation of our soul, whereas glorification is salvation of our body.
称义使我们的灵得救，成圣使我们的魂得救，得荣耀使我们的身体得救。
Justification, we have a legal position. Sanctification is a process, and glorification is a promise.
称义是一个法律地位，成圣是一个过程，得荣耀是一个应许。
Justification is God's work for us.Sanctification is God's work in us, and glorification is God's work to us.
称义是神为我们做的工，成圣是透过我们做的工，得荣耀是神对我们做的工。
Justification is a one-time experience. Sanctification is a lifelong experience, and glorificationis an eternal experience.
称义是我们一次性的经历，成圣是我们一生的经历，得荣耀是我们永恒的经历。
Justification is believing in the Lord, sanctification is following the Lord, and glorification is with the Lord.
称义是我们信靠主，成圣是我们跟随主，得荣耀是我们与主同在。
Justification, we are put in Christ. Sanctification, we conform to Christ. And glorification, we'll be just like Christ.
称义是使我们进入基督里，成圣使我们效法基督，得荣耀就使我们如同基督一样。
In the past, we fall short of God's glory.
在我们称义之前呢，我们是亏缺神的荣耀。
But now, when we have been sanctified, we look forward to God's glory yet at the present time.
在我们称义之后，那我们就进入了这个现在时，仰望神的荣耀。
And in the future, we'll enter into God's glory.
在将来，我们将进入神的荣耀。
We are not perfect yet.
我们还没有完全。
But as Paul says, I know that I have not yet reached that goal. I press towards that goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3.
在腓立比书三章十三节到十四节，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我是努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So, let's look back at the messages that we went through on salvation.
我们再来回顾一下得救的信息。
As I listed, there are steps.
这些是得救的步骤。
We started from number 3 because we didn't go back to number 1 and number 2. And now we have covered steps 3 through 8.
我讲到的信息呢是从第三步开始一直到第八步。
Well, in June, I delivered a message on regeneration.
在六月份我们讲到了重生的信息。
And that also covers calling.
它也包括了被呼召。
And in August, I delivered a message on conversion, the first part about repentance.
在八月份我们讲到了归信的第一步悔改。
And then in September, a message on conversion covering saving faith.
在九月份的信息我们讲到了归信的 第二部分相信。
And now today we cover three stages, justification, sanctification, and glorification.
今天我们的信息包括了称义、成圣和得荣耀三个部分。
So, have I finished the work? Have we come to the end of this series on salvation?
救恩系列的信息我们讲完了吗？
I think so. I want to stop right here.But it seems that God say no. I need to preach one more message.
我也以为到此就结束了，但是神说还有一部分。
So, what else can I preach?
我还能讲什么呢？
Assurance of salvation.
得救的确据。
Oh yeah, that's an important topic, and that is necessary.
这也是一个非常重要的部分，也是非常必要的。
Many people have this question: How can I be sure that I'm saved?
许多人有这个问题：我如何确定我已经得救
？And other people have this question: Is it possible for someone who is saved to lose his salvation?
也有人会问：一个人有没有可能失去他的救恩？
These are very important questions, and we will explore that next time.
这些都是很重要的问题，我们将下一次来讲。
So stay tuned.
请敬请期待。
And now we come to the end, and we will hear this response song, Mighty to Save.
接下来我们有一首回应的诗歌，叫《大能拯救》。
谢谢李长老。